Senator Lee says the bill, which was approved by the Senate Tuesday, won't actually help hurricane victims in Puerto Rico, Florida, and Texas.
Instead of helping the victims of these disasters through responsible aid paired with lasting reform, Congress has rushed to its favorite so-called solution. Billions of dollars in new spending with little accountability or meaningful oversight. If this $36.5 billion aid package passes, it'll mean more money and more power for government programs that, in some cases, left us vulnerable to these disasters in the first place.
According to the Insurance Information Institute, only 12% of Americans had flood insurance in 2015, which is why Lee says most storm victims won't actually receive any help.
Congress isn't making NFIP bring its actuarial practices in line with reality or into conformity with free market forces. No, it isn't even appropriating new funds for another failed program. That at least would be business as usual in Washington. Instead, Congress effectively is giving a debt amnesty to the National Flood Insurance Program. It is absolving NFIP in its sins and making American taxpayers do the penance.
Lee says any funding from Congress should go directly to the victims, not to the National Flood Insurance Program. And despite Lee's protests, the bill passed through the Senate 82-17 Tuesday. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allison Berg.